Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
We take a large, so many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P, nothing to you, but it's something to me, handsome as ever, and cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube, review it for free, this one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
It's Stanley Cup night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
It's Stanley Cup night. We have waited long enough. Tonight. What,
five days?
We're back at it. Our cats are back on the ice tonight, baby. We have taken the road to repeat, brought to you by our friends over at Celsius, all season long. Last stop, end of the line, the Stanley Cup final. This is exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Cats, Oil, tonight. Right here on WQAM, of course. How you feeling, Leroy?
Feeling good.
Feeling blue?
Tone.
It's still there. I was just a little surprised.
Yeah, what?
You were dead set on it being gone yesterday.
Because here's the deal. So as I was shaving... I looked at the roots and I'm like, look, it's the gray's coming back in. So I only got a couple of weeks of this and then I'm back.
Oh, so you let it grow out.
Instead of cutting it off and waiting months for it to grow back.
Legitimately going to look like Papa Smurf by the end of this thing.
Wow. It'll look like a one of those popsicles, but you ate the red part.
I just want you to know, like, your last chance is before puck drop, because when the Cats win tonight, you're stuck with that puppy till they raise the cup.
Oh, yeah.
So make your decision before puck drop and send us a selfie for proof, because I don't want to come here tomorrow. We win a game with you with a blue beard, and then on Friday you're deciding I don't want it anymore.
Well, our hair specialist, Jennifer, said it'll probably go away as you wash it. I've been scrubbing the crap out of it.
Man.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Good news, Miami Marlins got a pretty good start from Sandy Alcantara yesterday. The bad news is they've lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies, which, holy crap.
Wow.
Prospects!
Holy smokes.
They'll try to avoid the sweep in a mere 2 hours from
Logan. Is this the equivalent to getting beat by Middle Tennessee State?
Twice.
Maybe worse.
Yeah. No, this has to be worse. No, for sure.
Because you can tell me Middle Tennessee State, like, I don't know if they beat the Canes 2 out of 3. Didn't they go on and they had worse losses as the season went on?
Yeah.
The Marlins potentially getting swept by a historically bad team.
Yeah.
For shame.
Not good.
For shame.
Bendix. Not great.
Bendix and Shermanator and Clayton McCullough. That's on you too, dude. No honeymoon phase for you. Mm-mm.
I don't think Bruce Sherman is good at this owning thing. That's my hot take.
Oh, you don't think, Marcos? Why? Because he spent all offseason touting how he had the second biggest weight room in all of baseball?
Come on. Look at us.
Imagine like it's like the CEO of Burger could be like, hey, listen, we have the second biggest burger joint. Not bad. It's like, all right, not bad, but you don't say it. Just say you have one of the biggest.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing there, Shermanator.
Not good.
I'll tell you what you weren't doing. I guess lifting enough of those weights because you just got beat by a minor league team. Good God. Anyway. How many people do you think? It's got to be a camp day, yeah? Like, you got to think today's a camp day.
Not yet. School just ended. Soon? Last day of school was yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Camp doesn't start until, like, a couple of weeks or next week.
You think you can hand count today's crowd?
Yeah.
Mm.
We could do it like roll call. See, 25A here.
Yeah, I saw the horrible picture.
Yeah. Oh, no. So there's been some viral ones. I mean, like, I almost become numb to Marlins attendance pictures at this point, but you really do wonder, like, yeah, it's legitimately a Tuesday against the Rockies. Like, yeah, what does that look like? Yeah, it looks like what you think like it looks like.
My problem is when you go through stuff like this, please don't tell me the reason why you're not spending money is because of attendance, right? You can't have it both ways.
What a time. Anyway, so there's that. The New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau yesterday.
Whoa, I was shocked about that, actually.
Can I just say this? That, Tobin, you've known me as long as we've been doing this show and not longer.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing everybody gets mad at me about is me saying be patient. Because the sign of a bad organization is constant change. And you can't expect your fan base to be patient with what you're doing when you're not being patient. A coach just got you to a place you haven't been in 20 plus years. And that's not enough. And I would say, then what is? What is enough?
What is and who do you think is going to get you over the top?
You're in a Final Four. And nobody thought you would get there.
Right.
So I would say a majority of fans, because guess what? The Knicks winning the championship portion of this postseason only happened after they beat Boston. And then everybody started talking, and it wasn't because of the Knicks, it was because of Boston. And now you're like, oh, that wasn't good enough. Well, nobody in basketball had you getting past Boston. So who gets the credit for that? Who gets the credit for exceeding what everybody in basketball thought, right? Oh, they'll give them a nice little run, but they won't win. And you get nervous, you start making changes, and then what happens is, because of no continuity, the team digresses. And now you're making another move in another 2 years, and now you're back to where all bad organizations are, and that is scrambling, making a bunch of changes, and not having any kind of, you know, normality going on in your organization.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't know what they hope to get that's better than him, because, you know, looking at the landscape or the reports, they're saying like, oh, they're going to go after like Ime Udoka. And it's like, why would Ime Udoka leave to go to the Knicks? I don't really understand that. And that's your plan. Your plan is to sway another coach because you're the Knicks. Like, I don't know.
That's, you know what? We fell for that a little bit. down here. Pat Riley thought with free agents, I just put the rings on the table and I'm good.
Yeah, but Pat Riley also got LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. It's earned arrogance.
No, I'm not. Again, I'm not saying that it's, you know, good or bad. I'm saying that it eventually got to the point where that wasn't good enough. Now, as far as the Knicks are concerned, you can throw out the Mecca all you want. At some point, everybody's looking at your organization and how you do things and say, I don't care if it's the Mecca. I don't want no part of that. And that's where they are now.
Some of them are snooping around Spo, too. I saw some tweets.
I will say, we are the only ones so loyal to our coach. How many playoff teams got rid of their coach? And look at us.
No, the Heat have a different set of loyalty right now than any other organization. They also just gave Eric Spoelstra an 8-year extension last year. Like,
but here's the deal, Marcos.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, Marcos. You know what? Everybody in Pittsburgh is not a fan of Mike Tomlin. But the organization supports him. And they've always supported their coach. And they don't make drastic changes. And they don't do that. So when you're dealing with either the Miami Heat, when you're dealing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's a couple of things you know to be true. That if you're in that organization, you're going to get maximum support to do what you need to do to win basketball games. And everybody's gotten that flexibility, and everybody's gotten the support of Pat Riley and the organization. Same thing in Pittsburgh. If teams don't start treating the organization that way, how do you expect the fans to be patient?
Why don't we do what the Celtics did, you know? Just kick old buddy upstairs, win a championship the next year.
They didn't win a championship the next year. They hired a coach who got embroiled in scandal for bumping uglies with somebody in the front office, then had to dismiss him unceremoniously, and then just hired the guy behind him, who was basically led all the way by Al Horford. And then that and didn't 12. Work. And then he the next 12. Year, he won the championship.
Wow. Al Horford was coaching the team. Is that what you're saying?
No, he was coaching that team, dude.
It's pretty amazing, Frog Boy, that in 2 years, you have absolutely forgot everything that happened to make your point.
It just happened.
Okay. Right. But if you think about it.
We did think about it, and you were way off.
In 2 years, we can win a championship if we follow my game plan.
And who's going to be the coach?
Chris Quinn. And then let me
get this straight.
He bumps uglies, and then Caron Butler takes over.
Hold on. Let me get this straight.
We need an Astron in the front office right now.
I want to understand you.
Yes. Okay.
So you're telling me that you think Chris Quinn is a better coach than Eric Spoelstra?
All time or right now?
Right now.
Yeah, I do.
He has no idea. He has no idea.
He has no idea.
I literally have no idea what he can do as a coach.
He can't be much worse than what I saw, dude.
I like Chris Quinn. Everybody respects Chris Quinn, but you have no idea.
Does he know how many timeouts we have?
Let me say this, right? Sports is crazy in that we pick and choose when to use a player or a coach's bona fides, that is what he's done in the past, versus what he can do for us in the future. Now, Eric Spoelstra has been, if not the best, one of the best coaches in the NBA for a very long time.
He was named top 15 all time.
Right, and he has a bad year. He had a bad year. For whatever reason. I'm not going to get into, because, before he's a coach, he's a human. So I'm not going to get into all that.
Yeah.
But for you to sit here and say that this man does not deserve an opportunity to turn it around and correct those boneheaded mistakes, and he hasn't earned the right to be able to stick it out for another couple of years, not even talking about the contract, then, man,
It's disrespectful. It seems disrespectful when you put it that way.
Who's your loyalties with?
Well, I think the question now, Leroy, because coaching is, like, whatever we want to think, coaching in the NBA is definitely at this weird crossroads, because even the guys who win championships, it doesn't buy them anything anymore.
With
and I don't know what – I don't know.
With
no.
certain organizations. We're
no,
talking
with,
about
I mean,
Miami
with,
Heat.
With only the Miami
Heat. I understand. But that. But there is a – I think there is a bit of a question on, like, everybody respects the way that the Heat do things, but, like, is there loyalty to a fault? Is there a chance of not growing? Is there any of that type of stuff? Now, I'm not here saying – fire Eric Spoelstra this year. I believe in Eric Spoelstra more than any other coach in the league, but I think it is a wonder right now, you know, because he plays by those rules. What is there a place where, like, he would ever be on thin ice with the Heat? It would probably have to be like two more seasons like this where they truly feel like he's underperforming, because Riley did call him out somewhat, but I think that they always are going to trust that that guy's going to get it right more so than some other person, unless he was just completely burnt out.
I would say this. He don't need 2 years, right? If I see the same things that happened last year again this year, then we need to have that conversation. Because that means, listen.
Oh, so you're not calling Frogboy wrong, just early.
No, I'm just saying, like, no, we're one not, season away that. From just, saying the same
wait,
thing.
Wait. Here's what I'm saying.
One season away.
Don't one season, right, is not going to make or break me with a coach or a player, right, if it was a little off. But when you do it again and say he has some of the same things happen again, that means now we got to look deeper into it.
I think he
and
does have
I'm
the same things happen
is
again,
that
though.
I do the same thing with players. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm the same way with players. Like, yeah, man, in life, you're going to have bad moments. But only an athlete gets judged. Like, his life is determined by those couple of bad moments. And I'm not going to do that.
Leroy,
Eric Spoelstra had some oopsies during the course of the season.
He did. It was also an unprecedented season with your star, like, just detonating the season in the middle of the year.
Yeah, Marcos, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You've been on Spo all year.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that is with the whole situation that occurred with Jimmy Butler?
No, it was chaotic. But last year wasn't chaotic, and he was an eighth seed. And the year before that wasn't chaotic, and he was in the play-in.
And here's why. Okay.
You're just going to ignore the part, though, the 2 years ago where they made the finals, though? Like, okay, you take that off his resume?
This is the thing, though. Leroy, when's the last time Aaron Rodgers won a championship?
2011.
When's the last time the Miami Heat won a championship?
14?
13.
After a while.
When was the last time Aaron Rodgers went to the championship?
Well, he was at the end. He was in the playoffs.
When did he go to the championship? He's also been a notorious playoff choker plenty of times.
One throw
with one seeds.
I'm not saying the Heat are Aaron Rodgers.
Wait. Let's get back.
No. When did he get there, though?
Since we started with Aaron Rodgers, now all of a sudden, to make your Heat point, you're going to say the stuff I've been saying for the last 2 years?
After what time does it wear off? Does that championship? Oh, thanks, buddy. When does it wear off? Because Aaron Rodgers, it wore off, but Eric Spoelstra, it has to remain for as long as you want it to.
Doesn't he have three championships? He won two as a head coach?
They are not.
We're just
going to
count head coaches, too.
He's been to five?
Blood okay.
To
six.
He's been to six. So let me ask you this. Who else is going to do that? Because I'm going to go in the NBA, nobody has.
I don't know. But that's what he's done. We keep talking about what he's done. What he's doing.
Here,
it's hindering
Marcos,
my rookies.
Marcos.
And giving me a play-in team.
Marcos. What do you think got them through some of these terrible times and got them to the finals, and got them.
This isn't even the fun part of the argument either. Like, what you really should do, Marcos, because your idea is stupid, is be like, who's this? Hey, it's James Dolan from the New York Knicks. What is it going to take for us to trade for Eric Spoelstra?
Hey, there you go again. You know, hey, a couple of years ago, you had Spo in Portland. Was it Portland?
Sportland.
Sportland.
That was for Dame, though. That was for Dame. How'd Peak of Powers Dame. That was pre. That was pre Achilles Dame. That was like 27-year-old Dame.
New Spurs.
July Sports Talk.
Spo to the Knicks? That's disgusting. See, that's more slanderous than what I'm saying, Leroy.
Tell me something for you.
He's just going upstairs.
Marcos.
I'm trying to promote the man.
Marcos, is it more disgusting than Pat Riley leaving the Knicks and coming here?
Well,
yeah, what if Eric Spoelstra, like what if Eric Spoelstra said, oh, Pat Riley, ooh, I'm burnt out, me, and he faxes his resignation to the to
Whoa.
The a complete heel turn from Eric Spoelstra.
Dang.
And it's like, it goes, oh, okay, Godfather,
yeah,
you think I'm burnt out? Watch me be burnt out. And what if we have a full circle moment? Spo the Rat goes up to New York and he starts kissing at the Kaseya Center. Yeah. He says, oh, you didn't appreciate me? Mwah,
wow.
Mwah, mwah.
He, first of all, he'd be doing it to one person.
Hmm.
Not going to mention any names. Vamos Gatos.
What? No way. That's a cool heel turn, though. From the Godfather to Spoface. Look at that. He's just in front of MSG, just like...
Well, like we already have last year, you claiming a Pat Riley press conference ended a relationship with the Miami Heat. What if this year it also ended his relationship with Eric Spoelstra and Spo's like... Wow. And what if, like, they know this entire time, like, Spo is often... And he was, like, sitting in Hawaii and he got a call and he goes, hey, because there was buzz that this is apparently, like, there was... Tibbs firing fodder in the first round when they were even with the Pistons.
Wow.
You know, what if some breadcrumbs were laid? And he's like, oh, Pat Riley said, what about me?
What did he say?
And then all of a sudden he's like, guess what? I'm going to do the reverse Pat. Wow. Pat the reverse rat. I'm going to New York. And then Eric Spoelstra, he's like back on the scene in New York. And he's treated like a god instead of besmirched like rats like you on the radio, Marcos, who want to kick him upstairs. So then he gets some appreciation at some radio host at WFAN.
What?
I just wonder.
Just painting a scenario.
Yeah. I just wonder, Marcos, yeah. Like, how many bad moments do you think Eric Spoelstra has had in his illustrious coaching career? Where you can go and say, ooh, it was just this past year.
No way.
Right?
No. Again, really? This is a team that has been an eighth seed for like 3 years.
Okay. Wait. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Should they have been better with the talent they had?
I think they should have been better than an eighth seed, yeah. I think the team
How are you going to be higher than an eighth seed when your star only plays in 75% of the games?
Technically, they were a 10 seed.
Look at that. Even worse.
You understand what I'm saying? The circumstances around it, like, it's easy to open up the stat sheet and say, oh, this is what they were the last 3 years. Okay. Are you talking about the injuries? Are you talking about going to certain places and playing with eight men? Are you talking about all the things that had to happen in the last 2 or 3 years that Spo had to get this team through because either one star or two stars were out? Does that not count?
I think he's partially to blame for that. I think had he complained more, we would have potentially got Jimmy Butler, another partner, because he's always injured. But instead, we have enough. Front office is like, oh, well, we have enough. Then Spo says we have enough. Who's going to question Spo? And now
So you're telling me,
yeah,
that if Eric Spoelstra wasn't the coach for the Miami Heat and somebody else was, this team would have done better in the last 4 years?
Yes.
Because maybe you think they would have
100% wrong.
You think that if Chris Quinn was the coach, they would have beaten the Nuggets?
No, they probably wouldn't even made it to the Nuggets. But remember, making it to the Nuggets is part of what has held this franchise back, because we always think we can do it from the 10th seed because we did it that one time. Had we not done that...
It's a 5 seed in the finals right now.
Had we not done that, there would have been some change in this building. And what did Pat Riley say is the highest form of sanity?
He said change.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here from 10 to 2.
Nick T says, Tobin is making some Love Island plot for Spo. Leave Spo alone, Tobin. Love Island premiered last night. Oh, what a time to be alive. Back after this.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Roy here with you. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel Miami 560 WQAM. The Heat, they have the 20th pick. And fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event will feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo opportunities, appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. To RSVP, visit heat.com/draft party. We'll be broadcasting live that night, myself and Solana. So check that on out. I've been told we're going to get some good guests for that show as well. Although I am just getting a notification. It says, Frogboy, your invitation has been rescinded.
Come on, dude.
You're not allowed in the building, dude. Sorry.
I'm an insider.
You're not an insider at all.
I'm an insider. You dismantled the franchise.
I did not cancel the friend. Don't throw this back on me.
You totally did.
Don't you throw it back on me.
You're the only one with a history of wrecking things.
I'm not I didn't wreck anything.
I'm just trying to promote my boy.
Okay.
Get him a little more rest. You know, he's tired.
He's not. Well, maybe he is tired. I don't know, but maybe the summer will do him well. Humble and Kind said, Froggy took us into another dimension with his Chris Quinn take.
Yeah. Got deeper. We went another layer. I somehow had him bumping uglies with the front office person and Caron Butler taking over. It was great.
Okay, but that's a terrible idea.
It worked for the Celtics.
I mean, dude, what are you doing?
With the Celtics, you basically handed over a Lamborghini. Hmm. That's not this here.
A Lamborghini, by the way, he burnt it out in 2 years because all he kept doing was going 200 miles an hour and the tread burned off because they started missing threes.
Yep.
How did the genius wear off of Missoula?
Yeah.
How did they crack this code? Oh, man. Anyway, we got that coming on up for you. So check that on out. We do have to reset because Frogboy was an idiot and kept arguing about Eric Spoelstra too long. But we'll take a break. We'll get on over to the task at hand tonight on the ice. Let me tell you something. If you want the Goosies, you're going to want to be listening because Aaron Ekblad is a good boy. That's next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy. Get to the road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
You want to be all revved up tonight for game one. Have a couple of Celsius on ice before we get to that puck drop, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in for it now. It is time. Third straight Stanley Cup final. The Cats with a chance to repeat a rematch of last year. It is Goosies on top of Goosies on top of Goosies on top of Goosies. If you're not goosed up, I don't know what to tell you, dude. You might be a corpse. I mean, this is crazy.
So, question.
Yeah.
Because I feel anxious, nervous, right? Not because I don't think the Panthers can do it, but sports is sports.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm just a little anxious and nervous to get
sounds
it started.
Like you have no faith in the Cats.
No, I didn't. I started off by saying that wasn't the case.
It doesn't sound like faith.
Like, it's the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm just being a real, keeping it real.
What's to keep real?
That's going to be tough.
Will it? Or is this what we're being told? Are we being fed lies?
I'm not.
We're being fed. We're being fed Canadian hope.
You get fed it. I don't get fed anything.
Like, yeah, but you're like, you're kind of like, this is, you're almost like on a lazy river of we'll see what happens.
No. I'm not. What part of what I said gives you that impression?
I don't know. Like, what do you mean you don't? Why do you have anxiousness? Like, let's go, dude.
Anxiousness. I'm ready for it to start. Like, I'm just like excited for it to get going. I'm not one of those guys that goes into a game and is like, oh no, we're going to dominate them when I know it's going to be tough.
Sounds like you got squeaky cheeks.
No, I don't have squeaky
cheeks. Your cheeks should be relaxed.
I think it's you.
You think it's me making your mood like this?
I think it's just you, like, you know, when you go Cats and Five and this and that and whatever.
I think that's just your natural instinct to buck against takes.
No, it's not that I'm bucking against takes, and it's not like I don't have faith in the Panthers. Not one bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the games very rarely, even if they end the way you want to, go the way they're planned. And so the anxiousness and nervousness is centered around, you know, those things, not around whether I think the Panthers are going to win.
Yeah, but rare are the times we've seen them over the last 2 to 3 weeks where they haven't gone as planned.
Except when they started 0-2.
Yeah, that was probably 3 weeks ago.
Right. So who has – now, I always – I'm going to ask you this, and don't be you for once.
How about don't be you? You being like being a downer on game day.
No, I'm not.
Let's come on. Can we get it revved up a little bit here, dude? It's cat fever day.
I am revved up.
You're like dry sidle.
I did not. And there, it has nothing to do with who they're playing.
Okay.
It just has to do with it being the Stanley Cup Finals.
I'm aware.
Okay. All right.
Been there. Done that. I'm sorry. Very mature.
Part of your issue is how can you say been there, done that when you just said we're keeping Spo based on what he's done?
I'm not going to bog down this segment with more Spo talk.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to say the Cats have been here before. This is business as usual. They're waiting to just drop those four last little pucks in their thing.
Rare are the times we have not seen the Cats dictate the terms of a series. It's like...
That's true, and they wear you down. I'm very familiar with that. It still doesn't mean that you can't have, like, just nervous energy going into it. That doesn't mean you have doubt. That doesn't mean you have...
I think they're going to smash their face in, dude.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, I really do.
You think they're going to do what they did, what happened to Carolina?
I think Edmonton's in for a reckoning. That's what I think. I think everybody thinks they're going to a coronation, and what they're walking into is the Red Wedding.
Oh!
That's what I think they're going into. I think that that's what they all think. They think that their sweet hockey prince is about to get a crown when he's about to get a dagger. It just is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. I don't like think you even have to fake it with this team. That's how they play.
That's right.
They're sitting here, you know, every which way they'll beat your face in. Their defense, deep. Ekblad, Seth Jones, Meeksy. I mean, come on, the condor, the polar bear, whatever the hell you want to call them. And did you hear Aaron Ekblad yesterday? Did you hear Aaron Ekblad yesterday?
Why don't you play it for us?
This guy, this is why he's a good boy, okay? If you ever doubted that Aaron Ekblad was a good boy, now his agent probably wants to kill him, but he's a good boy. Aaron Ekblad yesterday was asked about his upcoming free agency. Listen to what this guy had to say about the damn Florida Panthers.
He's obviously, you know, a thought one way or another has obviously come into my mind. But at the end of the day, we'll see the way it plays out. And, you know, everybody knows where I stand.
Does it become stressful? I mean, you know, like sometimes we all take it for granted when we write about free agents and we forget that there is a human component from the guy that he's drafted, you know, first and been there forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, this team, I live and breathe for the Florida Panthers. I bleed for the Florida Panthers. It's, I've given my body and everything to this team, and I want to keep doing it forever, for as long as they'll let me come to the ring.
Wow.
Come on, guys. What are we doing here?
Wow!
What are we doing here, baby? What are we doing here?
Can I just... That is a good boy right there. Yeah!
You sure with that action there, you don't need me to call up Diggs?
Yeah. What's that thing called? What's the pink cocaine?
2C. 2C.
That's cat's cocaine.
Yeah.
That's cat's cocaine, or that's catnip.
That's good.
That is on all. I love that guy. Big grains falling. This guy sits there. He'll shut your ass down. He'll score clutch goals. He'll punch you right in the snot box for messing with his best friend. And you have the audacity. And I mean the audacity to think this man cheated the game. No, you're cheating yourselves if you think that Aaron Ekblad is anything but a sweet prince and handsome.
What do you think his agent said when he saw that?
He's like, you dummy.
What are you doing?
It doesn't. I mean, saying you really want to be here has nothing to do with contract, you know.
It doesn't matter. No agent wants that on the record.
Saying he really wants to be here?
Like, no, that he bleeds for the Panthers. He goes, no, you're right. Supposed to bleed green. I got Toronto on the other line.
I look at it the other way. When a guy says that, how does the team look letting him walk?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he put the Panthers on the spot.
No, you don't. You're being, this is contrarian road to repeat for you.
No, listen. Listen, at the end of the day, if you're an organization, the last thing you want is your franchise player saying, I wanted to be here. They didn't want to pay me. Right?
Yeah.
So you throw the part of that out there that says you really want to be here and you bleed Panthers, and then go from there. I don't think he said anything wrong.
Nobody said he said anything wrong.
No, I'm saying his agent. I don't think his agent would be pissed.
No, his agent doesn't like that.
Really? Why? No. What should he have said, Tobin?
What should he have said? He should have said what he exactly said. If I'm his agent, I'm going to be like, you knucklehead.
Why?
That's an inside thought. Sergei Bobrovsky. This is what he had to say on taking on those so-called stars, Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid.
Well, they are top forwards. You know, they bring a good challenge, and it's going to be that. So it makes it interesting for sure. They every team has their stars. You know, they bring different challenge, and so here is as well. They're going to bring some. They're going to make some good plays, some great plays. You know, it just. It's a hockey, it's a game, so just excited about to play.
That man's full cussed. No fear between the pipes. Cats get going tonight. 8:00 is your puck drop. Of course, you can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Take a break. Hour Tua, Dolphins, OTAs. Back after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.